The first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out, you have to
pasteurize.
Or primitive enough. It's like if they poured it through a real fine cloth. You have little hairs and things floating around in it. So you pour it through a real fine cloth, like a
I don't know what that's called.
Cloth or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that's called.
Well, what would you say you're doing when you're doing
straining it? Straining.
Okay. And something of, like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You'd call that a...
a cobbler?
Did you ever hear of a apple slump or deep dish pie?
No.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food?
Did you ever say vittles?
Maybe just joking, yeah.
How would you say that?
You might say, these are good vittles, or something like that.
And a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie would be called a...
sauce, I guess.
And you'd say, this morning at 7 o'clock I what breakfast?
8.
And yesterday at that time I had already...
eaten.
And tomorrow I'll...
we'll eat.
And food taken between regular meals is called a...
snacks.
Anything else you'd call it?
No, I don't think.
Would you ever call that a lunch?
No.
And if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a...
glass of water.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
onto the floor.
And did what?
Broke.
And you'd say, so somebody has...
broken.
And I didn't mean to...
break.
And what do you call them? The grain that grows in, well, in parts of Louisiana. It's white.
Rice.
And something that people eat for breakfast. It's ground up real fine. It's white.
Grits.
Do you eat those?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call something that's it's similar to grits, only it's the whole kernel?
Hominy.
Okay. Is hominy... chopped up at all, or is it the complete whole kernel?
I think it's the complete whole kernel.
Have you ever seen anyone make it?
No.
And say if you were thirsty, you'd say, I what 2 glasses of water?
Drank.
And you'd ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
And say, we certainly do what a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
And if dinner was on the table and the family standing around, you tell them to...
sit down.
Okay, so you say, so then everybody...
started eating.
Or they went ahead and what down?
Sat down.
And you say, nobody else was standing because they had all...
sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until something's passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
take it.
Okay. Or what yourself? Go ahead and...
help yourself.
You say, so he went
serve
ahead
yourself.
And
helped himself.
Okay, and I asked him to pass it over to me since he had already...
helped himself.
Have you ever heard people say hope?
Hope?
Uh-huh. Does hope himself?
No.
And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't...
care for any.
And food's been cooked and served the second time, you'd say that it's been...
reheated.
What would you call it then? You'd say you're...
leftovers.
Hmm?
Leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
You say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't... what it?
Swallow it.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
Garden vegetables.
Okay, and you grow them in a...
in a garden.
And... if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone, would you just... what that?
I don't think I'll follow that.
Something's cooking, and you might say to someone, would you just...